Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas
Vayetzeh. We'll begin with some stories. When the young scholar, the Rav Boruch Mordechai Lifshitz, who was the Mechaber of Shut Bris Yaakov, he was learning the Beis Medrash in Lita in a place called Volkovisk. He was supported by his Shver, and he learned the same Beis Medrash as Rav Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, who later became the Rav of Kovno, and they both sat and learned lots of shkida, lots of hasmada, but there was a little bit of a rivalry. This is the classic kinas chacham and tar b'chokhma, kinas sofrim tar b'chokhma kind of thing. So there was a little competition. Who's going to get there earlier? So if one got up at 4 in the morning, the other one would try and push and get there at 3:30. And all of a sudden, it was a big competition. So one year, Erev Yom Kippur, Rav Lifshitz asked his mother-in-law to make a small meal at home for after the Tainus, so he could eat quickly and run back to the Beis Medrash before his friend Rav Yitzchak Elchanan got there. And she did that. And that's the way it went down. He had his quick suda, and he set off Dala, ate his suda, and then ran right back to his Beis. When he got there, there was already a Kolterah. Guess what? It was Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. He was there first. So Rav Lifshitz turned to him and said, "Didn't you go to eat something after the fast?" I said, "Yeah, I knew that you would ask your mother-in-law for a quick meal so you could do and run to the Beis Medrash. So I did the same, except I brought my meal with me to the Beis Medrash. That way I was here and got to start learning before you did." A great story about Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenveld, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He turned 80, and he was already of the great, the great Gadolim of his era. At one moment he was caught. He grunted, and he said, "Oish, I'm already 80 years old, and I still don't know how to learn." So he then stopped himself, said, "Nope, you can start to learn right now." So that's the chop, is that people need to always be trying to strive for greater, and they need to not let their whatever perceived shortcomings they have get in the way of their resolve to continue to push further. So there's a beautiful, beautiful story about Rav Boruch Ber. So Rav Boruch Ber was known to have a beautiful voice and would sing beautiful songs and shears his dishbachos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was a Talmud near him said, if song is so chashuv and this brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't your Rebbe, Rav Chaim, have any talent musically? So when Rav Baruch Ber heard this, his face turned pale. It was like he saw, it was kind of like a shtach to his teacher, saying that there was some sort of deficiency in him, and he was still, and then he recovered, and he replied. He said, "Look, when the Ribbono Shel Olam made the world, he made it so that everything would have strengths and weaknesses, and even the greatest person can have a little chisaron, and probably should. And even the most deficient person has some virtue. This doesn't only apply to living beings, but also to plants and inanimate objects. Nothing is entirely lacking or entirely perfect. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in our door my Rebbe Rav Chaim Brisker, he made him entirely, all these beautiful virtues. He was Kulo Terah, his Yir Shamayim. All he did was Avodas Hashem. He was really an Adam HaShalim. But it's impossible to be without any Chisaron at all. That's just the way the creation is. So he made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Rav Chaim with a little bit of a deficiency, and that was his musical ability. But in distinction, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me, he made me entirely Chisaron. I have no Torah, no Yir Shamayim, no Avas Hashem. The only gift I have is that I can sing." So that's the extraordinary amount of reverence that he had for his Rebbe. Now on to our thinking question before we do a couple of Divrei Torah. It seems to be an order of operations issue, because if we look in Lamed Aleph Yud Zayin, Yaakov Yisad Sponov Ve'es Noshav Ala Gmalim, Rashi says there, he made the men before the women, because Esav put the women before the men. It says, V'kach Esav es nashav es banav. So it seems a little bit confusing, though, because by Yaakov we find that he also made women before men in Parshas Vayishlach, where it's Lamed Beis Chav Gimel. It says, V'yakom b'laylahu v'kach es shtei nashav es shtei shifchosav v'sachar asar yaladav. The Avor Anma Avar Yavok. So when he's crossing that river, sounds like the women were first before the males. So how could it be that Rashi notes such a distinction? Next on to the Divrei Torah, a beautiful question that was posed in the work of Rav Steinman. It says, we know that by Rachel Imenu, we see that Leah's cries here. So Ene Leah Rachos, right? She was crying. And we see that by Rachel Imenu, also, she cries, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells her to stop. He says, Mini kolef mi bechi. But Leah gets no instruction to stop crying at all. So what would be the grounds for such a great distinction? So the Rish Yeshiva says an amazing idea. He says that Rachel, when she was crying about physical tsar that the Jewish people were going to have during Galus. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a nechama that she shouldn't cry, because eventually they're going to come back to the Gvulos Eretz Yisrael. So Leah, on distinction, she was really crying out of a desire to build a Bais Ne'eman LaHashem, to be able to establish Doros of the Shivtei Kah, and her crying, those don't stop, right? When you have these sorts of tears, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep crying and keep weeping, because every tear is going to make the seeds from which the Shvatim are going to come. A few Rav Meir Simchas to share this week. The first one is right at the beginning. It says that Yaakov is going to Charon. So what does that mean? It says that he was a ger. It says, ki ger yezarecha. He says, your children are going to be gerim. So it's not that he had any particular negios of where he was going, right? Just he was instructed to go to any specific, you know, any specific job or anything like that, just to go to Haran, to his family, because they'll help him. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Havtacha, and he said, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, he says, I will guard you wherever you are. After that, says that Yaakov did not even look to go to Haran at all, right? And he wasn't looking towards his family for help. It says, Yelech artza b'nei kedem. If you look later, it says that he's just going to this general land. Halach, he was going to any place that would be right there. Why? Because it was one simple view. Anywhere that he would go, Hashem would protect him. He would be with him, and that was it. Meaning to say, as soon as he had a Havtacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his perspective and his attitude changed so much that he no longer cared about the specificity of his direction, as long as he was with Hashem. If you look at the end of Chovos Levavos Shar Bitachon, you will see that that is the highest darga of Bitachon, is that somebody just wants to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is sufficient in all respects. Next is a really jarring thing. In Kaf Ches Tes Zion, we see Shem Hashem, and Yaakov says, Hashem is here, and I didn't know. But if you look in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, in Sefer Shmos, it says, Va'era la Avram Yitzchak Bakel Shakai Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. So Rashi talks there about the distinctions of which name means what and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kind of revealed himself to everybody at those different times. So if you follow that logic, all of Sefer Bereishis, you will not find the name Hashem. Rather, you say, see Kel Shakai. So only after Yetzias Mitzrayim, once the Gezerah of the Brisbane of Asarim, where it says, Vav Adum V'inu Osam, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started showing up. B'shem Havaye, right? And that's what it says in Lech Lecha Ani Hashem Asher Hotzei Sicha. So that is immediately after he says, Avram says, B'mei Daki Yirashana. Right after that, there was the Shibud. The Jewish people were going to be servants in Mitzrayim. And after that revelation, Shem Havaya was not used. Rather, it was Shem Shakai. So that's why Avram didn't tell Yitzchak any name aside from Shakai, because it sounded like it was a new world order and everything had changed. And he explained him the ways that Hashem worked with this sort of expression. And and with Yitzchak, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Elokei Avram, right? Doesn't say Havaya. It says, V'itein lecha Elokim, V'kel Shakai, Yavarech Oscha. All these times, it's Kel Shakai, Elokei Avram. But by Yaakov, all of a sudden, this vision, Ani Hashem. What is this about? So that's why you see, that Yaakov wakes up and he says, oh, Hashem is here and I didn't know. It's this midah. They didn't teach me. They taught me about Kel Shakai. They didn't teach me about Shem Havaya. And now this is kind of a new experience. Next one is just an opportunity to go through some halachas with your family, as long as, along with a lot of different ideas. So in Chav Tes Lamed Hey, we have Hapam Odes Hashem. And in Bereishis Rabbah, it says there are three different Shvatim. And now when Leah had her fourth son, she says this time. So why is it that she didn't thank Kadosh Baruch Hu before? So we have a yisod in the halacha that on three of the five senses, we do not say a bracha. So generally for seeing, hearing, and feeling, there is not a bracha. That's what he says. He says there's no me'ila for those. So if you look in the Gemara in Pesachim Chaf Vav, that's the Makor. So he says, so therefore, not on seeing something and not on a nice voice. So it's only on smell. So we say, kol neshama tehaloko. So something that the neshama has a feeling for, that's enough. So Reuven is on Re'ia. There's no bracha. Shimon is on Shmia. And Levi is on feeling. Ve'ata yilave es ishi, says Ruf Kuperman. So it's only for Yehuda, it says, in Yeshayahu, Yud Aleph Gimel, Vihirichu Biras Hashem, there is Hodaya. And that's the idea. So this is just Ramir Simcha's great Harifus here to explain how maybe there's a connection in between all of these names. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.